Blog Talk Radio.
Today we have Crickets. Mr. Crickets, how you feel today? You know, it's an honor to be on the Juice Radio Show. Man, I cannot do that. I'm not doing it. Nah, that's not for me.
That's all right, bro. I ain't even
done
it
enough
to be honest.
Man, the whole show gonna be messed up if I can. Well, I'm gonna say their names wrong, everything. I'm gonna talk so fast. Boom, boom, boom.
We appreciate you for rocking with the Juice Radio Show each and every single day, man. We got our crew here. We got Shaheen. What's good, man?
Yes, sir. I'm out here chilling, man. Living.
Yeah. And we also got our guy Wayne in this thing here with us today, man.
Yep.
Lil C.
Yep, what's up?
Doing all right?
Y'all doing
good, man. Alright, so it has been one heck of a week for us all, man, and we have been busy, and just getting ready for our trip to Atlanta, man. Y'all ready for the ATL?
Man, I'm so ready for this.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. So, man, I had the pleasure to go to the ATL like last week. Well, I just got back on Monday, man, and went to all the places that we're going to, man. It's phenomenal, man. Phenomenal place. So, we having a good time, man. We're going to have a real good time. We got some surprises in store for you guys. And we may be able to meet a couple celebs that's going to be down there with us, man. So, it's going to be a real good time with us.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, how was the day? How was y'all's day? And how did it go?
It was pretty productive, to be honest. I started off by just making music with some friends.
Okay.
I went to go visit my friend, or not visit, but drop some money on my friend's booking. And other than that, I just been chilling.
Nice, man. So you stay productive.
I try, man. I try. All
right, Lil C, man, what about you?
My day was good today. I didn't really do nothing. Spent time with my sister. I actually come home for college.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So it wasn't no basketball practice today, so that's another good thing.
Yeah, you got to kind of chill just a bit.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Man. How have y'all played y'all first game yet?
No, we're just practicing right now, but scrimmage will come real soon. Okay. Our first game is December 2nd, and we're going against East Central.
Ooh.
Ah, for sure.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah. All right, man. So we're going to hop into the music world and what's going on there, man. So, Shy, what's going on, man?
All right. Recently, these three very talented rappers from the Shy, Saba, Smino, and No Name, they formed a collective called Ghetto Sage, and they released their first single today, and it's actually really good. They talk a lot about love and black love and what it's like to reconciliate those things in the midst of deeper political issues within the black community.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good, definitely.
Yeah. So they just only have an album at this time, but they don't have a particular, a single, but they don't have an album. Do they have a date when the album is coming out?
Not yet.
Okay. So they just released some music, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that, man.
I'm ready.
I like those artists for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And any new albums come out this week at all? Any of them?
There was Kevin Gates. There was NBA YoungBoy. Summer Walker, I think, was like last week. And Tones Beach, Tulsa rapper, he also dropped yesterday.
Yeah. His whole album or just a single?
Yeah, his whole album.
Okay.
And he dropped a music video, two individuals today, which was a single that he dropped a little bit ago.
Something we're going to start doing is the make break it. So, like, when local artists have their music, you know, they break it or something like that, we're going to play it and we're going to have people call in and say if we should play it again or we should not ever play it again. So,
yo, that's really dope. That's
yeah, we're going to do something like that real soon, man. So, we're going to find out, all right? And of course, man, Lil C, man, what's going on in the sports world?
Nothing much. Zion Wilson is out for the whole preseason with knee soreness. I don't know what to say about that one. He doing too much.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to go hard.
Yep.
Before the season even starts.
Yep. Bradley Beal signed a 2-year extension with the Washington Wizards, so that's good. I thought he was coming to OKC, but things happen. Deng signed a contract with the Bulls. He retired, then he came back to the NBA, signed with the Bulls. But when he retired, he was with the Bulls. So.
Oh, okay. So they gained another player there, man. That's cool.
This is the big news in the NBA right now. Michael Jordan has opened up a clinic in Charlotte. A health clinic. And my opinion, I think that's real good. That's really nice.
And I was thinking about this like earlier. I think that LeBron started the whole thing about like pouring into the community. Even if you got a in this the shoe, like now he's at a school and he's, you know, helping legislation. And now to see Michael Jordan do something like this to help people that are underserved, it's just only like, you know, I think he followed the way of LeBron. I'm sure Jordan has probably done so much more that we didn't get to see, but this is in the news now. It's just kind of like, you know, it's a good look for Jordan now. Like, I would buy his shoes now. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, but before, for me, man, I was just, I mean, I respect Mike, always respected Michael Jordan, but I just was like, you're not doing nothing. At least, I don't see the community, you know?
I'm with you.
Like, where's the humanity at the end of the day?
He getting paid every year, man.
Every year.
He's good. All right, finish up with
that. James Harden is showing out in the preseason. Last night, he hit 4 points against the San Antonio Spurs. So that was really nice. Let's see. The jerseys in the NBA, almost every team got new jerseys. All the jerseys looking nice. I'm a Thunder fan. We got some nice jerseys. Our jerseys represent the 9/11, which happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
They black and gold, I believe black and yellow, but they're real nice. We got the sunset jerseys, just with different outline colors on it.
I feel that.
So the Warriors got new jerseys. Everybody got new jerseys.
Ooh, I can't wait for that.
The Warriors have beat the the Lakers beat the Warriors last night. It was crazy. It was a dub.
You said the Warriors beat the Lakers?
No, the Lakers beat the Warriors.
Okay. The other way around. Okay. Got you.
The Lakers looking deadly right now.
Yeah. They stacked.
Was KD playing?
KD played for the Brooklyn Nets.
I forgot he switched.
He's not playing. He's not playing because he's still injured, I believe.
Mm.
Then Kyrie Irving, I mean, he playing, but he's not really doing like that, you know?
Because
he broke his face. I don't know how he broke his. He wearing a mask, so I wasn't. And OU playing tomorrow. OU going against West Virginia tomorrow.
On Friday? Or Saturday?
Hold up.
Saturday. All right.
So, good luck, OU, as they continue that good season.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can't wait for that, man. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be
a home game, too.
It's a home game?
Yep.
All right. Man, well, it's going to be exciting to see. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have so much in store more as far as sports and music that we're going to talk about throughout this time. So, also, we're going to talk about a little bit of the weather. The weather is clear right now. It's 74 degrees, zero chance of rain, as you can see already as y'all are out there. Humidity is 53%. Sunrise is, it was 7:32 a.m. and sunset was at 6:46 p.m. sunny skies all day today. And of course, tonight, a clear, cool night with a light south breeze. Temperatures falling to the upper 40s to around 50. No chance of rain, so it's going to be real, like, chilly tonight, man. My wife likes it real cold in the house, and so, like, we got to wrap up 15 times just to be comfortable. And tomorrow's going to be 76 degrees, and humidity is 54%. Sunny skies, windy conditions, morning lows in the upper 40s to 50s, afternoon highs well into the 70s, a gusty south wind, scattered showers possible by the overnight hours, and chances rain showers is going to happen. It's a 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, man. So it's very slim, but, you know, there is a chance for it. And so the moonrise is going to happen at 10:09 p.m., and moonset is going to happen at 6:05 p.m. So let's take a look at your weather for today and tomorrow. So, and of course, man, we got more to talk about here on the way. So make sure y'all check us out on social media, on the internet, on Instagram, and so much more. And of course, man, do y'all know anybody that's looking for jobs?
I'm looking for a job.
You looking for a job?
Yep.
Check this out. So, Brown Friday is happening, November the 1st. All seasonal positions for UPS is happening. 5805 South 118th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74146. It's happening at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So, if you need a job, make sure you get on out there to UPS. Or you can text Brown to 47404 or visit upsjobs.com. And, man, they got jobs available for you. So it's a lot of heavy lifting and a whole bunch of other stuff, man. So
for sure.
Yeah.
I actually know a friend who live out there who looking for a second job.
Really?
Yep. So I can definitely tell her about that.
Yeah, that's happening, man. You know, the seasonal time just before Christmas hit and all this stuff, man, people are really looking for people to come out and work. And so there's plenty of opportunity for people to get to work out here, man. So
definitely
can't say it ain't out there, man, because it is. It's happening right now. All right. So keep it locked right here. We got more conversation on the way of what's going on in the world, talking about politics and so much more here from our perspective right here, man. It's the Juice Radio Show. This right here is Chance the Rapper with Hot Shout. It's the Juice.
I got muscles like Superman training. Real, real rare like Super Saiyan Mega. I jump, stomp, stomp on Lucifer stage. Then I got a few rings on Jupiter stage. I meant to say Saturn, switched up the pattern. Poking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, the grease splatter. Hot, hot. Woo! Jumping out the grease, it's a whole lot of degrees. About to come, about to flee, please, please. Shh. I don't wanna hear a beat. Trying to catch some sleep, trying to count some sheep. Hot, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just caught a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, dude, that don't even make no fucking sense. Like having arguments for paying 50 extra simple barbecue. Tossing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't want to sit and argue. Good burger should have taught you we all dudes. And I'm all professional and proper, but my baby mama stopped me in the meeting just to air drop me some hot, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Yeah, hot all the flight, Louis V off white. I just made a dub, he tryna spend the night. Heard they need more, yeah, my jeans Dior. Shawty got cake if you tryna eat more. Think they need more, I think they need more. This is second round, I'm tryna speed more. Going stupid, going crazy. Big gas in that Mercedes. Pull up lit, going 30. Pull up in a hurry. Shoot your shot, flex the light. Big cheese, hella nice. Chop and screw, Michael White. Point them out, air them out. Get me right, sip and Sprite. 180. Have fight. Ooh.
hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
I got a new lawsuit, I need to come see you.
What's that?
I got a new whip, you know what a car do. Turn your to an eater. She say we don't got enough room to get freaky in here, cause it's just a two-seater. Am I still considered a trigger by get her a hoopie and buy me a Beamer? I had a new case, but the judge had to throw it out. My lawyer beat it like Tina. I always find a way to get ahead with my intelligence when they critique my demeanor. Today I'll dress up a Republican and go get some from a white man's daughter. Her lips aren't big, but I'm loving it. I'll get in fake ID, I'm McLovin. BDP&T like the government.
What?
Except for the cop, Mission Impossible. Start with a Glock and a Glover. Sip 100 if you let my cousin in. You know everybody, my cousin. Oh yeah, and I gotta be thugging it, cause my hair can get nappy. For a jury, and I got that chocolate coloring. Well, at least, like, you know, that's what they made me feel like.
Why they make you feel like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's America, right?
Hot, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Welcome to the Juice Radio Show. It's your boy, Ramaldo, Hometown Heat. Hey, once again, make sure you get a job at UPS. Hey, make sure you look at, give them a call at, or matter of fact, just text them at Brown at 47404, or you can go to upsjobs.com. We'll be right back.
Searching for ways to grow your business? Or perhaps you would like to invest in Tulsa's African-American community? The Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce is a great place to start. The Chamber was created to serve and increase the visibility of needs in our community. It is an umbrella organization for local businesses, the Tulsa Juneteenth Festival, BWS Black Women in Business, and the Grassroots Economic Development Fund known as BWS The Power Group. For more information about the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce or to donate to The Power Group, visit bwschamber.com.
Hi, I'm Denise Parker with Midtown Embroidery. We do it all from any type of promotional, from screen printing, embroidery, school uniforms, Greek lettering, workwear, monogramming. There's no job too big or too small and no location too far. Let us be your one-stop shop. We're located at 2808 East 15th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74104. Our phone number is 918-982-3254. Our email address is denise.tulsamidtown@gmail.com. Thank you.
Dawn Tree here, CEO of Underground Tree Studios, your one-stop shop for graphics, web design, and art. You can find us online at www.utreep.com. That's the letter U-T-R-E-E-P.com, as well as finding us on Facebook, Underground Tree Studios, Instagram as Underground Tree, and you can also find artist Dawn Tree online as Artista Dawn Tree, and you can also kick it old school and give us a call at 202-910-4409. Don't hesitate to call us. All it takes is a 10-minute consultation and we can have you hooked up. See.
If your credit starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, this is for you. Did you know that it's costing you to have bad credit? You can't get qualified for that house or apartment and you're paying high interest rates, along with paying high car insurance, and it may be costing you that job that you really want. What are you waiting on? Take more of a holistic approach. Pick up the phone and call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text KEMP to 76626. With 13 amazing services, we restore and repair generations to come. Once again, call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554. Or text KEMP to 76626. If you know better, you do better. Only the Credit Shiro can help you to save the day.
We use our platform to promote today's leaders while inspiring tomorrow's. And we too serve our local community while helping you serve the world. We are Eaton Media Services, service media company providing promotion, videography, recording services, and more. Connect with us today to find out how we can help you entertain, empower, and inform at eMediaServices.com.
Searching for ways to grow your business? Or perhaps you would like to invest in Tulsa's African-American community? The Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce is a great place to start. The Chamber was created to serve and increase the visibility of needs in our community. It is an umbrella organization for local businesses, the Tulsa Juneteenth Festival, BWS Black Women in Business, and the Grassroots Economic Development Fund known as BWS The Power Group. For more information about the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce or to donate to The Power Group, visit bwschamber.com.
Welcome back to the Juice Radio Show. It's your boy, Armando, Hometown Heat. We are here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, man, and it's always good to have y'all as a part of our bar here. I mean, we call it the Juice Bar, so like kind of in a way, man. So we making moves out here. I got Shy Guy and also got Lil C here with us too, man. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah. Cool.
I'm cool.
Yeah. All right, so check this out. Of course, there's a lot going on in the news as far as politically. I always want to get y'all's perspective on, like, politics and stuff like that. And, you know, what's going on in the news. How do y'all feel about the Trump being possibly, potentially being sent out of the White House, like being impeached? That's what I'm looking for.
To be honest, like, I'm kind of on the fence with it, because the person that's behind him, Mike Pence, he was a lot worse. Like, I ain't gonna claim to be an expert on him or nothing like that, but a lot of vile things he was doing as senator that wouldn't make him a viable fit for the office. So I'm just thinking, like, dang. Like, Donald Trump, we all know how we feel about him, but it's like, I feel like we might be in a worse position if he ends up getting impeached.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. And I think that with the ceasefire that happened in Syria, I think it's a good setup for him to be, like, set up as next as the one to getting the ceasefire to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump may know that he may be sitting out of, or, you know, may get impeached, and having Pence in as the next president, you know, that... I don't know. I haven't done enough research to really speak on Pence to see, you know, what was going on. So
yeah.
So that's a good perspective on it, man. Lucy, how do you feel about Mike Pence Donald Trump being kicked out of office?
I don't really have nothing on him right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. Snap, how do you feel about Donald Trump?
I feel like he have handled his job real good. I think that it's time to go.
I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And of course we got Eden in the building with us. Eden, you gotta remind me your radio name. I gotta get
back. ICM.
ICM yeah. is here with us. ICM is here with us. So we were talking a little bit about Donald Trump being impeached out of the White House. Like, how was that for you? What do you think about that?
I think it's a good thing. Like, I think we talked about this, like, last week. I feel like, like I said, he just has done more bad than good. And so I think it's just time for somebody else to take his place.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So, and my perspective is, you know, I think, and I always say this, man, but, and some people may or may not agree with me, but I think Donald Trump was kind of good for our culture because it helped us to wake up and see that, you know, this life ain't a game. You know what I'm saying? There's people out here really trying to change the game and change it in so many aspects. And so,
For
me, I mean, I'm not mad at all, but at the same time, I don't want you out here doing dirt, you know, and kind of being reckless with a whole bunch of things, because my kids still have to live on this earth. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Y'all got to still live on this earth, you know.
For real.
Y'all still got a life to live. So it's kind of like, yeah, I'm on the fence as well. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's real crazy, but it made me pay attention more to politics than anything else. So, like, I'm grateful for that. And just, you know, kind of watching it on a daily basis and listening to commentary. So, Lil Steve, what you thinking, man? I thought you was about to say something.
No,
no. Like, you was about to break something down for us. So.
Man.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Snap. I remember I was reading something a while ago that said that Donald Trump, he invested in HBCUs, and I'm just like, okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know.
My second thought was like, was he trying to race bait? But either way, it's like it's like a cool thing.
Yeah, somebody wins regardless, man. Mm-hmm. And so also a young lady named Atasia. She was sitting in her house, and police officer came over to do a wellness check at the house, and she was sitting on the couch. And so after he saw that she was sitting on the couch, then he shot her. So have you guys heard of that story?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it was a black woman who was at the house. She was over at her, I believe it's her sister's house, and she was watching her nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short is that the officer, you know, he saw that the door was open. Somebody called and said to do a wellness check on her. And he looked through, I believe what it was, the window. And through that window, he saw her and he killed her. Like, shot. You know what I'm saying? And so it happened so fast, and it happened really quick to where, she didn't know, what was going on. And so people are in the outrage, and it happened in Texas, same state where the Jotham, oh, man, I can't even pronounce his name. I'm sorry. I should have had that on. But John Botham, there it is, John Botham, where that happened. And it's the same state, so the police... You know, it's happening over and over again in that state, to where they have to face this and really talk about those things. So how do y'all feel about, these shootings and police shootings and things like that?
Man, it's crazy. It's so many horror stories like that out there. And it's like, I feel like regardless of what we like, I know a lot of people trying to change police measures and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but I feel like unless the culture has changed, like how these people that we're hiring to protect us, like unless their mind states change, like how they feel about different people interacting with people, like nothing is going to change.
Yeah,
it's going to keep doing ignorant stuff, acting out of fear.
Yeah.
I think there should be better like gun control and better like background checks before people actually get guns, because I mean, I know that can't prevent everything, but like if they can just check them, like, yeah, just their background, seeing like their mental state and like their, I don't know if they committed any felonies or anything like that, and I feel like that would decrease a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. And the shooting happened early Saturday, and it occurred two weeks less than when the police officer was found guilty, and so it's just like, you would, something would change, or a mindset would kind of change, but yeah, it definitely needs to be more training culture, because we can get loud, like, just talking and stuff like that, but it don't mean that we're trying to hurt, anybody, so.
Yeah,
man, so that's a crazy situation that has happened, what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if, instead of, like, let's say they was hiring somebody to be a cop, like, instead of going after the person who might have, like, 20 years military experience, and he's been known to break down and snap at people, like, you should hire somebody who's, like,
your
friendly neighbor or something like that, who just happened to work out all the time.
Yeah.
Like, paying attention to character, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. And check this out. So I don't know if you also heard this, but Representative Elijah Cummings, a longtime Maryland Democrat and key figure leading investigation, according to CNN, leading to the investigation of President Donald Trump, has died at the age of 68. His office announced early Thursday morning he died of complications concerning longstanding health challenges. And his office said in a statement, that the congressman who had represented Maryland's 7th congressional district since 1996 served as the chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, one of the panels involved in the impeachment inquiry of Trump. And so he oversaw a range of investigations in the Trump administration issues relating to the impeachment inquiry, to the treatment of migrants at the southern border, and the use of personal email for official use of the White House to how a citizen question was considered for U.S. Census, man. So it is real tough to see someone who was kind of like in the leading of getting the investigations to happen for President Trump is now, you know, passed away at this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys familiar or have you ever heard of the name Elijah Cummings at all?
Yeah. I remember, like, I don't know a lot about him, but I remember whenever they was attacking Donald Trump for all of that stuff, like about the porn star and the different things and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was overseeing that meeting.
Very sad,
and,
breaking
and to me, like, it seemed like a
Maryland
cool, chill dude.
A very... Go ahead, my bad.
Oh, that's all I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah. And one more time, I want to get y'all's take on the mass graves. So here in Tulsa, y'all know that the mass graves are being researched right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's y'all's thoughts on that? Is that something that y'all are interested in?
Yeah.
To
yeah.
talk about and.
Yeah.
I mean, so what are y'all's thoughts on, you know, those mass graves and things like that?
It just got me thinking, like. There could have been, like, regardless of what was reported during in 1921, like, there could have been a lot more, like, way more casualties than we could have imagined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, way more.
Like, how many people are actually out there, and, like, where is it? You know what I'm saying? That could have been, like, our great-great cousin, grandma or somebody out there.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we weren't really, like, educated on, like, that part of Tulsa. Like, in elementary, I didn't hear anything about, like, the race riot.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I would have, but, like, I think now it's good that they're calling attention to it and, like, you get to learn more about, you know, like, the education of Tulsa or whatever and then just what really happened.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
it's good that they're really digging into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne, what do you think about the mass graves and everything that's going on in Tulsa, man? Like, what's your thoughts?
I think that it's good that they coming to attention of it. I think that it's a good education for, like, upcoming generation about it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So, I heard that there were, you know, mass graves that were around Tulsa. They said some were by the river, some were by the highway, and that some of the bodies were actually dumped, and the highway was built over their body. I mean, now this is allegedly. This is just what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, what? How do y'all feel about that? Like, what's y'all thought?
I believe it's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really disrespectful.
Yeah.
Man, like me, I feel like I'm kind of. Like, as far as the searching itself goes, I'm kind of, like, I kind of feel some type of way about it. Because on one side, I'm like, let them rest up. Let them have peace. But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, I kind of want these answers, to be honest.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. And I think that it calls for us to have answers. And I'm glad that, you know, the mayor took the opportunity to really give us, you know, give people justice and families peace. About it, and it took like 98 years for the mass graves to really, you know, finally be, you know, dug up and at least searched, you know, at a time. And I'm glad that we have everything that is as far as the technology now to really look and see how it really is. And I know it's gonna be a rough time for a lot of people, man. But things are really happening to where we're actually researching and finding out what's going on, man. So. Have you guys been out to the, you know, any of the sites where the mass graves were or anything?
Whenever Takara Chief and her whole family, they had a party.
Mm-hmm.
Or it wasn't a party, but it was like a
celebration.
Yeah. For the graduates and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And after that, we went directly outside of that church in order to. Look at one of them. Mm,
Man, that's deep, man, and that's a tough thing to do. But I'm glad that we are, you know, remembering them because if anything, I would want to be remembered. You know, if I was born back then and that had happened to me, like that's a tough way to go out. You know, and for somebody to murder you and then just dump your body somewhere and just like no conversation about it for 98 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a real tough situation for a lot of people, man. So
yeah, it makes me wonder, like, if the people dead, if they have peace. And I'm just thinking, like, probably not.
Yeah.
And that goes for, like, the people it trickles down to, like, grandkids, great-grandkids,
yeah,
all that stuff.
So many people that wasn't even born, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Due to that, you know, and so many things that didn't, like, so many ideas that didn't come to fruition.
True that.
You know, so stunting the growth of a lot, man. So it's...
Yeah.
That's a tough situation, but, you know, I'm glad we're getting closure now, and it's kind of working out for us, man. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
All right, and on a lighter note, what else do we got going on in Tulsa, man? So now I heard that 85 South Show is coming to Tulsa. Do y'all ever watch 85 South Show?
I've watched a couple of episodes, and I can't even lie, it's not really my thing, but...
Yeah.
I see why people like it. What's that?
Yeah, man. Them dudes is crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching one where it was talking about when your uncle come out to the cookout. That was pretty crazy.
That is crazy, man. It is.
Is it like a group? It's like a group of people or something?
As far as the... I'm sorry, what...
What was the name of it again?
85 South Show. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, like, 85 South Show. Yeah. It's comedians that are coming to talk. Yeah, so yeah, I like the show. It may not be for everybody. It's kind of raunchy in a way. Like, I just wouldn't recommend it to you. I don't even want to bring it up because y'all can't even go or watch it. Y'all shouldn't be watching it, man.
I'm
gonna
do my research.
Oh, see now. Dang it, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up to him. Yeah, so that's happening, man. I mean, Tulsa's starting to really bubble now, but for y'all's age,
true that.
Is it jumping like that, though, for y'all? Like, do y'all see Tulsa as it, because I got wheels, I can just drive anywhere, but do y'all see it as jumping in Tulsa?
I see it as jumping, to be honest. Like, a lot of people say, like, there's nothing that goes on and stuff like that, and I'm just thinking, like, point to literally 20 different things after this night, you know?
I can see Tulsa kind of get up there.
Yeah.
Like, growing, stuff like that.
Stuff is happening here, man. We got tournaments happening. We got concerts happening. You know,
big
people
is coming now.
Yeah,
you know, big
for real.
People.
Yeah.
People teaching classes for free.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I see them. How do you see Tulsa? Do you see this jumping?
I mean, it depends, because I really like art and stuff. But I went to the art crawl, like, the other week. And I really like it because... I never really seen Tulsa like that before. It's downtown. And they had, like, have you ever seen, like, Step Up when they have a little circle and they're dancing?
Oh, the dance
battles?
Yeah.
And then they had, like, just a whole bunch of different art and culture. So I like stuff like that.
For sure.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Yeah, I love art all together, man. The dance culture and art. So, yeah, the battles that was happening. I don't see how them dudes be dancing like that, man. Like, straight on that. Yeah, man. All right, so of course we're on the way, so keep it locked right here. Of course, as you know, we are headed to the ADL coming up real soon, and we're gonna have a good time talking about just like all kinds of, we're gonna update you on what we're gonna do ADL. But you got to keep it locked right here to find that boy details. All right, keep it locked. We got music on the way. It's the Juice Radio Show.
You make me happy. This you can play. Oh, now we had a good time that we can say. We heard in each other, yeah. And boy, it's a shame. I won't be foolish, no. You know I thank God sunrise and shines on you. You know there's nothing, nothing, nothing I would not do.
Singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time. Turn around, kick inside. Enjoy yourself to the ride. Ooh, funny hop, drop, pop. Cross your leg, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's slide now. Ooh, drop it down, low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up, pass and roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, thump in your step. Flag the right, serve the left. Work the middle, so it hurt a little.
Platform to promote today's leaders while inspiring tomorrow's. And we super serve our local community, helping you serve the world. We are Eaton Media Services, a full service media company providing promotion, videography, recording services, and more. Connect with us today to find out how we can help you entertain, empower, and inform at EatonMediaServices.com.
Searching for ways to grow your business, or perhaps you would like to invest in Tulsa's African American community, the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce is a great place to start. The Chamber was created to serve and increase the visibility of needs in our community. It is an umbrella organization for local businesses, the Tulsa Juneteenth Festival, BWS Black Women in Business, and the Grassroots Economic Development Fund known as BWS The Power Group. For more information about the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce or to donate to the Power Group, visit bwschamber.com.
Dawn Tree here, CEO of Underground Tree Studios, your one-stop shop for graphics, web design, and art. You can find us online at www.utreep.com. That's the letter UTREEP.com, as well as finding us on Facebook, Underground Tree Studios, Instagram as Underground Tree, and you can also find artist Dawn Tree online as Artista Dawn Tree, and you can also kick it old school and give us a call at 202-910-4409. Don't hesitate to call us. All it takes is a 10-minute consultation, and we can have you hooked up. Peace.
If your credit starts with a 3, 4, 5, or 6, this is for you. Did you know that it's costing you to have bad credit? You can't get qualified for that house or apartment and you're paying high interest rates, along with paying high car insurance, and it may be costing you that job that you really want. What are you waiting on? Take more of a holistic approach. Pick up the phone and call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text KEMP to 76626. With 13 amazing services, we restore and repair generations to come. Once again, call the Credit Shiro at 832-642-1554 or text KEMP to 76626. If you know better, you do better. Only the Credit Shiro can help you to save the day.
Searching for ways to grow your business? Or perhaps you would like to invest in Tulsa's African-American community? The Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce is a great place to start. The Chamber was created to serve and increase the visibility of needs in our community. It is an umbrella organization for local businesses, the Tulsa Juneteenth Festival, BWS Black Women in Business, and the Grassroots Economic Development Fund known as BWS The Power Group. For more information about the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce or to donate to the Power Group, visit bwschamber.com.
Yo, welcome back to the Juice Radio Show. It's your boy, Armando, Hometown Heat. I'm here with the Juice, with the whole squad, man. We are here, and it is, of course, man, it's a beautiful thing that we have here with us today. We got ICM in the building with us. We got Lil C, and we also got my guy, Shy Guy, here with us, man. So we just chilling today, man. We talking about topics and things that's going on within our community and just getting updated on every single thing, man. So you were telling us something during the break that had happened with an actor. Who was it?
It was Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah, man. And today he pleaded not guilty for sexual misconduct. But I came across this thread on Twitter, which was a girl retelling her experience. And I can read it to y'all real quick.
Yeah.
If I want me to.
Yeah, break it down.
Okay, she said, quote in Cuba, she was like, "Let me do a line off your booty." He spread as I quivered with fear. As I attempt to turn away from him, I felt the palm slap my left cheek and the thumb press against my anus, making its way into me like a bowling ball. Quote from Cuba, "Bring that butt here, girl, where you going?" And then she said, to add more confusion, Cuba was actually the DJ at the club that night. To this day, I still don't know why. For your victim blamers who keep asking, I was wearing a pair of cheap fashion over bell-bottom tights. So, yes, I probably deserve a finger in my butt, sarcastically. In conclusion, my encounter with Cuba was brief. He was clearly under the influence of a few things. It was a crazy night, but at the end of the day, he isn't just a gifted actor, but a human being. And I hope he gets the help he needs so he can turn over a new leaf. And then she said, all right, the quiver with fear line was a reach, but it still happened.
Yeah, man, that is way out of line, man.
Way out of line, yo.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't know. I ain't never really been keeping up with what's going on in his personal life and all like that. But like, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Like, are you okay?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's way too far, man. Like,
man.
So now he's facing time. So Cuba Gooding Jr. is actually facing time. Well, not, yeah, he is. He's in he's you know in court right now. And he's actually, like, facing court time right now. He's actually being set before a judge and a jury. And they are actually trying to put this man in jail for quite some time. So
yeah, but it's like every case that come up, he keep being pleaded not guilty.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he pled not guilty to the new sexual conduct charges. He turns himself in. And
he turned himself in.
Yeah. He turned himself in at the time, and so it's just out of line for him to even go and talk about that. But you know, the lady accused him of it, so it's all allegedly. We're not saying that he is guilty, but that's what the young lady is saying and what happened. So best wishes to both sides, the young lady and also Cuba Gooding Jr. And just praying that they, you know, don't have to, you know, have to deal with any trauma or anything like that, man.
Yeah.
So hopefully the truth comes out very, very soon is what we're looking for.
Hopefully.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about a little bit about ATL a little bit and what you guys are expecting to see and do.
I'm expecting to have fun with all my radio friends, you know. And I expect to meet people. Get connections with people. And try to do some stuff.
Nice.
For sure.
Alright.
Snap for me. I'm definitely looking forward to all the history and stuff like that that we're gonna learn about. And also I'm looking forward to connecting with other artists and stuff like that that I've been talking to online that live in Atlanta. Like, see if we can meet up, cook some if the universe allows for it, stuff like that. So I'm definitely excited.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be worth a while, and it's definitely gonna be a lot and lots of fun to where we are really gonna enjoy it. So I'm looking to see y'all's faces when we get there. Y'all gonna be like, oh man, this is dope. This is tight. So like, that's what makes me, like, gives me joy, just to see y'all's faces, to be like, man, we actually here, and y'all really enjoying everything that we have out there. And ICM, she's unable to go this year. She got to stay in school, which we respect, but she's going to head with us to New York next year. So 2020 is her season.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, so we're going to all go to the ATL and have some fun, man.
The ATL.
I mean, yeah. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a good time, all right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. But before we do, man, we got more details on how to get a job. So, ICM, are you looking for a job right now?
I have a job.
Where you work at?
Johnny Carino.
Oh, that. She making money.
I guess.
And she got that food too, man. So yeah, she shoot. Johnny Carino's is bomb, man.
It is.
Yeah, I see why you work there. Yeah. You eat all the time.
Yeah, I eat bread and butter like every day.
Bread and butter. No gluten. You got all gluten.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, check this out. For those that are looking for a job, hey, make sure you make it over to upsjobs.com. Text Brown to 47404. UPS is hiring. If you need a job, check this out. The benefits are you get weekly pay, weekly schedule. It may include some weekends, so you're going to have to make a shift a little bit. Multiple shifts are available, and opportunities for growth. You don't only stay in one spot that whole time, and you have opportunity to move up. If you fast enough with them boxes, you can stack them up. If you're really good at Tetris, this is the place for you, man. This is the place for all my gamers out there that really can do well, all right? So keep it locked right here. We got more details on the way on what's happening in the city. Keep it locked right here. This is the Juice Radio Show.
Peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all, all the pain he's caused. I need to tell you why I'm undone, because he says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible. Not based on ownership. I trust every part of you. 'Cause all that you say you do, you love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands. Of my past, please don't let me disgrace. Will my devotion last now that I know the truth? Now that is no excuse keeping me from your love. What was I thinking of? Holding me from your love. What was I thinking of? We'll be right back.
Your business, or perhaps you would like to invest in Tulsa's African American community, the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce is a great place to start. The Chamber was created to serve and increase the visibility of needs in our community. It is an umbrella organization for local businesses, the Tulsa Juneteenth Festival, BWS Black Women in Business, and the Grassroots Economic Development Fund known as BWS The Power Group. For more information about the Black Wall Street Chamber of Commerce or to donate to the Power Group, visit bwschamber.com.
Dawn Tree here, CEO of Underground Tree Studios. They're a one-stop shop for graphics, web design, and art. We do workshops, we do mural workshops. We also work with elders in the realm of technology. And if you're looking for a logo, a business card, or a website, we have you there. You can find us online at www.utreep.com. That's the letter U-T-R-E-E-P.com. So if you're interested in any of these services, feel free to visit Underground Tree Studios online at utreep.com. Peace.
Hi, I'm Denise Parker with Midtown Embroidery. We do it all from any promotional, screen printing, embroidery, school uniforms, Greek lettering, workwear, monogramming. There's no job too big or too small and no location too far. Let us be your one-stop shop. We're located at 2808 East 15th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74104. Our phone number is 918-982-3254. Our email address is denise.tulsamidtown@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tulsa Midtown Embroidery.
We use our platform to promote today's leaders while inspiring tomorrow's. We super serve our local community while helping you serve the world. We are Eaton Media Services, a full-service media company providing promotion, videography, recording services, and more. Connect with us today to find out how we can help you entertain, empower, and inform at EatonMediaServices.com.
Yeah, make sure you check us out online. Man, we are, you can find us at Bobby Eaton Show on Instagram and also, man, we like all over the place, man. So you can find us any and everywhere. We in your city, your hood. Wherever we are, you need to be, man. So make sure you check us out on Instagram. We'll get your Instagram, The Juice Radio Show Tulsa, and also E Media Services. Also, check out our guy, Trey 14K Funk. Or you could just log in with us right now. Dial in 646-716-5525. Press that one button to go live. And we got you, all right? So make sure you check out our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/WFUNK. And you will immediately be connected with us. So, yeah, we got the whole crew here with us. We got ICM, we got Lil C, and we also got my guy, Shy Guy, is in the building with us today. And we were just talking about a little bit of nothing. So now we are talking about a little bit of everything right now. Of course, Oktoberfest is coming up. Is that something that y'all, like, go to?
I never go, but I want to this year.
Yeah.
I went 1 year. It was real fun.
It was cool.
It was cool. Yeah.
I ain't never went, to be honest, but I might try it out this year just for the fun of it.
Yeah. It's just like the fur. Cool. Just like the fur in a different place. That's all it basically is. Yeah. But it's I though. Like, mm-hmm. I went once and they got like rides. They got, mm-hmm. you know, like the hot dogs, the big, you know, German hot dogs that they be having, and mm-hmm. do the chicken dance and all of that stuff. So it's cool to just check out another culture, you know, and just see how they do and what they do, and just, you know, respect the culture for what it is. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Do they have, do they be having pumpkin patches and stuff like that too?
Yeah, yeah, they got pumpkin
okay,
patches going on. Yeah, that's for sure. That's happening all around town. So
I think I might have went once when I was like little.
Yeah.
Like 8 years old or something like
yeah.
that.
Running around the pumpkin patch. So, of course, man, what new events are coming up? Of course, during Christmas time, Thanksgiving time. Is everybody plan on staying in town for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
My cousins in Texas want me to come, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that happen, but we'll see. We'll see.
What city? What state?
Galveston, Texas.
Okay. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
I love eating.
Yeah.
I know.
That is my favorite pastime as well. Like, what's your snack of choice?
I love ham. Like
ham?
Yes, and rolls.
Okay, she's simple. She just get a slice of ham and put it in a roll, and you good.
I really love ham. I don't know why. I just do.
Yeah, she like to make sliders. Yeah.
I like me some sliders.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Yep.
This Thanksgiving, yeah, I love the dressing. I love the turkey and the cranberry sauce. Like
the cranberry.
Those have to be on my plate for sure. Yeah. What about you, Shaz? Do y'all celebrate like that?
Definitely the baked macaroni.
Yeah.
So.
Ah, okay.
I mess with you, bro.
Yeah. And the sweet potato pie, like, it has to show up somewhere. Like, you just get at least one slice, and then it's like, I'm good, man. Like, I don't need nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
My grandma, she be making, like, 10 sweet potato pies and stuff like that.
Sure. What's her address? Let me slide on by your grandma's house. Be like, grandma. She like, baby, who are you?
Be like, come on in. Come on in. Get yourself some sweet potato pies.
Go get your plate. Go get your fork. Grandma's always want to tell you to go get your own. Go get your plate. Go get your fork. Go get your napkin. The drinks is in the refrigerator. Like, dang, nigga. Grandma's be hooking you up, man. For real. That's all.
Always make sure you eat.
Yeah, all the time. You want some cereal, baby?
Yeah.
I always trying to hook you up with something, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some grandma's.
Do y'all like haunted houses? Do y'all go to
those? Oh, yeah. Good Church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I heard about that. I went like 2 years ago. That stuff is crazy scary. Bro,
yeah.
You might turn the corner and see anything.
And
it's one thing. I ain't going to tell y'all. I'm going to let y'all go for y'allself if y'all go. But just know that you may have a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough. It's really tough.
Yeah, I don't do scary houses like that. Like, I'm just...
It's crazy.
I don't even do scary movies. Like, it's, you know, without a message, I'm not really into too much.
Mm-hmm.
Gus
I feel
Church,
that.
Yeah, Gus Church, it's a message at the end.
Yeah. Something like that, I fool with, but I mean, just a regular haunted house is just to walk around and somebody potentially get punched in the throat. Like, that's you hop out, dude. I'm swinging, man. Just
they tell you a good if you swing at any of the actors, you gotta leave.
You gotta leave,
yeah.
Just don't hop out at me like that, and you won't get punched, you know what I'm saying? But some people be like, they touch you, and then it's just like, man, don't.
Man,
they
be doing too much.
They do.
Oh, I was at this ice cream place.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Hearst Donuts downtown. So, look. So, I'm in the ice cream place. And then, like, the Hearst Donut van is outside, right?
Yep.
So, I'm eating my donut. I had me a Jolly Rancher donut.
Yep.
And then I had me a Fruity Pebble donut, something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
But it was good. But anyway, so I was eating my donut, and then I looked outside at the van, and I see this clown. Like,
in that van?
Yeah.
I was
like, what in the heck? And then I thought it was about to come out, because it was looking so real.
Yeah, it looked like he's like disturbed, like he's about to move.
That reminds me of that year when we had that clown stuff.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I do not play with clowns.
Yeah, I don't fool with them.
Can't even lie. Like, out of every horror subgenre, like, clowns is, like, the only one that actually scares me, yo.
They creepy.
Like, man.
Get
especially
away,
when they be doing that extra stuff. Like, making it seem as if blood is dripping down their mouth, or having sharp teeth for
oh,
those.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. That's the it. That's the it clown you talking about.
Yeah, it was an it clown in that van. That's
really
creepy.
Yeah. Bro.
I think I got something on my Snapchat. I took a video of it, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, I don't fool with that.
Like, Michael Myers ain't got nothing on them clowns. That's for sure.
Yeah, he just got that mask on his face, and he just walked real slow. Nah, he ain't got nothing on
him. I thought he was the one with the chainsaw.
Oh, no, that's Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger was the one that really scared. After Freddy Krueger. And him getting your dreams, and then Candyman, too.
Candyman.
Yeah, after those two movies, like, I was done. I was like, okay, that's too much. Because you get in my dreams now.
Yeah,
you get in my sleep. And then I did. I tried, like, to say Candyman in my room. I was like,
nah.
I didn't do it the third time. I was like, okay, I'm good.
Y'all remember Momo, the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
That ugly little
dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That was really weird, man.
Did I make a game out of that?
No.
It looks creepy.
Yeah, So there's some people that are out here that just, what is in your head, man? Like, what are you thinking?
Man.
Yeah, so it's going to be a crazy Halloween. You know, stuff is going on out here. So y'all watch out back. Watch out candy. Like, everything out here, man. If that's what you do. Do y'all dress up for,
Yes.
Y'all dress up? Do you get to dress up at work?
No.
Oh, Johnny Carino's? Well,
I don't know. It's my first year, maybe.
Oh, okay. Don't be a clown, because you ain't going to get no tips. They're going to be like,
no.
Little kid's going to be screaming.
But it's funny when people get scared.
Yeah.
Yep. I was watching this video on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it was like two like little Chuckies that was like midgets.
Mm.
And they had this Chucky mask on. They was at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and they moved the paper towels, tried to buy some paper towels, you know. And they move it, and then Chucky would just pop out. And everyone knew, bro. It was on black people. This one lady said, if you get close, I'm going to kick you right in your face.
Yeah.
Man, it can get serious. Like, you can really get hurt.
It was the one time I saw on a video where this dude hopped out of a trash can, and this dude punched him in the face, and he fell back in the trash can. Like, man, you can't do it. It was a white dude that did that to a black dude.
And you can't get mad.
Yeah.
You did it.
So, like, you were subject to get punched in the face, head, throat, anywhere. So, I don't scare people like that no more, man. I used to think it was funny and be like, and scare them. And then somebody do slap you. You be like, hey, man. You get all mad for real.
Hey, you take that mask off. It's me.
Yeah, man. That is crazy. And, of course, it is 7:15 after the hour. And we are getting prepared. We're training. And we are doing as much as we possibly can to train our team so our team can be ready once we get back from Atlanta. And have more fun, man. So we're going to sign off a little bit early tonight so we can get some business done around here. But we appreciate everybody for listening to the Juice Radio Show. Of course, we got bunches and bunches of music here for you, man. So love that music. Nice little bit of genres. So I'll keep it back right here. First off, I think we have some this R&B throwbacks right here that we kind of want to talk to you. We need some noise from Juice. But this right here, I think we're going to throw in a little bit of Nelly right here, Dilemma. This is kind of my throwback right now. I love this song. I sing it with Nelly and Kelly Rowland right here. So this is Nelly Rowland right here. This is Dilemma. It's going to be bad. It's the Juice right here.
Love you all position. it like a show star. Pick up everything, mommy, and then in no time, I better make this with her mind. I'm not sure, but I've never been the type to break up a happy home. But there's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to me.
All out and you looking, I never say a word. I know I thought I could trip and I heard about that girl. No way, hey, nothing gon' fight over my day. As you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his suit. I got gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave a murder. You and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you mean to me.
Uncry these tears.
joy to my life. Don't leave me here with the pain. Come and kiss the pain away. I can't forget the day of last. Time is so unkind. Life is so cruel without you here beside me. Unbreak my heart.
Awake from my slumber, I wish I could call you up. Miss how you'd put your love on me. Cry ill will. Really thought you know the deal. Oh, oh, well, I guess that's what happens when two fools be falling in love. Mixing some pain and some passion. Nothing is ever enough.
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Love again. Yeah, yeah. If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
You don't even say what's up. Round your boys, you act so tough. Like you never been in love. If you don't quit acting up, alone is weighing on enough. I promise you may think that I'm crazy. You should ask around about me. Put your trust in me, baby.
Yeah. I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you up. Miss how you'd put your love on me.
6 million ways to mob, choose one.
Something in the water. Hey, oh, hey, oh. You can't imagine the way that this cash feeling. Don't know what's harder, the first to the last million. My last album took care of my grandchildren. You try to win, crack your head on the glass ceiling. What it is, sick what it is. The way this money look, I be trying to Sony for years. Microdose and shrooms, and I might just go pop a this. They see that black Rory, they know that it's one of his. Oh, realest in the room. Could fill a pool with all the alcohol that I consume. I'm coming this summer, yeah, it's safe to assume. I'm finna clean up using Golden State's broom. West Coast, real town business. Puma check just got clear. Merry Christmas. More sales, you catching more L's. I drove here in a scraper playing this on 412.
It's all love,
yeah, and it's never bad.
Blueface, baby. It's the face of the West Coast. Ben Mackin, I got more big. BVS is breaking and busting like the Metro. West Side Yankees, Midtown business. Yeah, I schoolyards to the children. Used to be broke, cash money got me healing. You can't tell me how to make a meal till you make a million. Welcome to the West Coast. It's the best coast. You can find the best in the best joke. Doing a dash and a ash and up and down Pico. Freako, my pants sack is still on me show. Yeah, I welcome to the me show. Two dicks, big pisser and a glico.
Big picture in a
glico. Yeah, I like my money in blue faces, baby. I like, call me fuck. We can't if you can't take the rug burn.
Blue face, baby.
Hey. Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for so cheap and your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Yeah.
Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you violent. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you the DM looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Through the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey.
You got it, girl, you got it.
No, baby, and I'm back. And I'm working. No, not a five, put the work in. Stars and all, I love them all. To me, you're perfect. Baby girl, you got it, girl. You got it, girl. You got it, girl. You got it, girl. I don't wanna play no games. Play no games. But I don't give you my last name. No, you got it. Same damn thing. That's okay.
You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it.
You the only one I'm trying to make love to. Picking and choosing. They ain't really love you, running game using. All your stupid exes, they gon' call again. Tell them that a real stepping in. Don't let them try you, test your patience. Tell them that it's over, ain't up debating. All you need is me playing on your playlist. You ain't gotta be frustrated. I don't wanna play no games, play no games. But I don't give you my last name. I know you tired of the same damn thing. That's okay, cause baby, you.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Oh, oh, yeah.
You got it, girl, you got it.
Yeah, I don't wanna. Yeah.
You got it. Play no games. Freaky. I can learn a lot from you. Gotta come teach me. You a little hot girl. You a little sweetie.
Sweet.
Sweet like pale ass. Sweet like peach tree. I could tell you crazy, but you kinda intrigue me. Yeah, I like that. Seen it on the ground, trying to see that in 3D, mommy. I know I get around cause I like to move freely. But you can lock it down, I can tell by how you treat me. Seen how you did, homeboy, so please take it easy. Good to have me on your side, I ain't saying that you need me. Yeah. This guy talk, but I ain't tryna get preachy. No, no. I seen how you did, homeboy. Please take it easier on me. Cause I don't wanna play no games, play no games. I don't wanna play no games, play no games.
Baby. It's wherever you want to go.
Just listen to the music. This is how we do it all night. Huh? Breezing down the freeway. Just me and my
I'm the nicest, I just live life like it. It take a certain type of man to teach to be far from hood but to understand the streets. I never threw away that paper with my Grammy speech because I haven't hit the pinnacles I plan to reach. Yeah, you gotta own it if you want it. Kisses all on the body, she tells me to live the moment. Baby, I never forget none of that. Girl, I told you I was coming back.
What else can I tell you? I just needed time to do what I had to do. Caught in the lies, I can't let it go. Whether that's right, I won't ever know. Hope you forgive me. Never made wrong. Tried to be patient and waited too long. But I would have came back. But I would have came back. Would have came back. Would have came back.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you up there, I put your